Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Championship belt is right here.
Joe Cowley.
Well, you know what? Joe Cowley writes something, he's not going to write that just because. You don't take that. When you are that type of media, I don't think you do it.
Columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.
According to Joe Cowley of the Chicago Sun-Times.
Covering Chicago sports for over 20 years.
A little birdie told me.
Don't little bird me. I'm the dean of Get It Done University. Don't little bird me.
All the latest news and notes on your Chicago Bulls.
That's Billy Donovan, head coach of the Bulls. He has got to go deal with Joe Cowley and all the questions that Joe is going to ask him.
My pleasure. It's great to be with you guys.
Joe Cowley.
The standard is the standard.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
How about it? The Bulls are undefeated as they get ready to welcome back Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan tonight over at the UC. Joe Cowley joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. How are you, Mr. Handsome?
Boys, how are you guys doing?
We are doing really well, man. Really, really well. And it's interesting watching the beginning of this Bulls season. What are you taking from it?
Well, that the 10-5 at the end of last regular season, which, I caution people don't read too much into March basketball, where teams started putting themselves in position to tank and other teams started resting guys for the playoff run. But there's something to it. And that this pace, especially to start a season, is taxing on opposing teams. Guys are not ready. Guys are not prepared. I had a chance to talk to Isaac Okoro about this the other day. And one of the things he mentioned, I said, when you were in Cleveland – and you guys were preparing for the Bulls, what was the preparation like last year when they switched this offense to this, this Billy Donovan, Billy Ball? And he said, you could try and talk about it and you can try and simulate it. But, in a regular season, especially at the start, it's almost impossible to prepare for. So you have to hope you make your shots and they're pulling the ball out of the basket and that kind of slows things down. But right now, you're seeing teams get on their heels, and it's just one quarter that teams flinch and the Bulls jump all over them. So, kudos to this philosophy that they have adopted and they are staying true to. I mean, we finally see a team that has an identity for the first time in a while, and it's really toying with the opposing teams, especially early on here. I mean, nobody wants to come out and run their ass off in October.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
But I'm just gonna brace myself and make sure I'm hearing what I'm hearing. It's very exciting, Joe. Like, when you see the Bulls start this way, if you're me, you're like, but what does Cowley think? Like, because I was feeling it.
Nobody thinks that.
What, no, I do. I do because
I do too. Because like we have to know you're there every day, and it's like, is this right. real or not?
Yeah, and you're you, Joe. Let's face it. You are. I wouldn't say that you are negative. I would say that you don't suffer fools, and you are a guy on whatever beat you've ever been on, who calls out a lack of vision when it is there. And we've spent 3 years calling out AK for a lack of vision. And right now, I feel like you just said it there in the last part of your answer. I feel like we're seeing a vision. I don't know how great it's going to get, but I feel like I'm seeing an idea of what they want to be. And with Billy's help as the coach, they're actually being that. That's good.
Well, Mr. Positive also brings something else to the table here. I don't think I've seen a team that's as close and that likes each other going back to the offseason since I covered the 2005 White Sox. And what I mean by that is, you know, no one knew the 2005 White Sox was going to win a championship. But in spring, you came out of spring training going, you know what? A, these dudes really, really like each other. There's not anything they can't say to each other. They can joke with each other. So at least off the field, off the diamond at that time, you felt like, you know, they got something special when times get rough, when adversity hits. You know, it doesn't mean they're going to beat Cleveland or, you know, the Twins, whoever the favorite was at the time. And I will say this Bulls team, going back to the summer when Io and Kobe were getting all these guys to go out to Los Angeles for a week and have like a boot camp where they just play and run and run and play and get conditioned and go out to eat together and do all kind of stuff together. And then they did it again later in the summer down in Miami. And these dudes all like each other. They can all kid around with each other. There's no feelings hurt. You know, in previous locker rooms, guys would bust balls and there'd be like looks like, you know, you can't say that, or I don't like to be talked to that way, or how come you have this shoe from Nike and I don't? And there's none of that. So you got two things to start this season off that should have Bulls fans excited is A, the chemistry off the court to me is very high. And in an 82-game season, that has legs. And then obviously the legs part of it. They're built to do some damage in the regular season because of their depth and because of the way they run. Now, what I will caution people about, what you see in the regular season could become very disappointing in the playoffs where the entire NBA philosophy changes. We saw that last year in the playoffs, how physical things got. That's what they're trying to work on. That's the juice right there. That, you know, they have to figure out, is this roster worth the squeeze? Can they also be physical and defensive minded? That's what has to be figured out.
In watching the first three games, this one observation, I'm curious what you think about it. I feel like when we're talking about half court offense, they are better served with Trey Jones at the top of the key initiating things.
100%. Because he's an adult point guard. He's a throwback point guard that they haven't really had. And, you know, the interesting thing is this could be great this year and this could really work out to be something special. I'm not saying it's a championship team by any means. There's teams in the East that are dogs that are going to be waiting for them and that are just styles make the fight and it's a bad matchup. But I will say this, the decisions that are going to be made this year are very interesting because, to me, you can't have Io and you can't have Kobe. So do you – and this team doesn't tank, so there's none of that. If things get, you know, guys get injured and things go south, they're not going to just start, you know, throwing, you know, stuff off the edge of the boat and lighten the load. They're not going to do that. But does a decision have to be made during the season that's a smart basketball decision where you don't rock the boat and you actually get an asset in return that could continue to move this thing forward, whether it's a more of a defensive-minded big or it's a draft pick or whatever it is, that's going to be an interesting thing that falls on Arturas's plate is, does he have the mindset and the big picture to say, okay, we're doing okay here in the regular season, but I have to think bigger picture. And that's my concern with him, because he has not shown that. So that's where things get interesting, because I don't think you get Io and Kobe next year on the same roster after you extended Trey, after what you're paying Patrick, after you extended Josh Giddey. So something's got to budge, and I just, that's what's going to get interesting.
Yeah, we're talking to Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times about the Bulls, and Joe sees what we have seen, which is something building and something brewing and a team playing well to its identity. We had Arturas on the show in person on opening day, and had a chance to ask him exactly what you just said. Like, when the deadline comes, is there a way that you are aggressive in a different way than you have been? And he said yes, and I understand your lack of belief in it. What could change that? Like, what would they need to see in order for him to become the kind of aggressor he might need to be at the deadline?
Well, I will say, since last trade deadline, from the people I've talked to outside this organization, he has been a little more transparent with other teams when talking about his personnel. For years, it's just been tight-lipped, very hard to work with from other executives. Can't get a read on him, can't get a feel on him, so don't want to deal with him. And so I will say that whether it's him starting to understand his position a little bit more, he has been a little more transparent in how he values guys. And so it starts there. I mean, I think that's a key step. So you can't fall in love with your product too much. And that's been another problem, not only with the old regime, but with this regime, that they love their product too much and their draft pick and their personnel and their guys. So, you're going to have to see what the market brings to you and be open-minded about it. And my concern is the mindset there over at the United Center that, hey, if we're really good in the regular season, we're already going to have asses in the seats, and that's good enough. We're all extended. You know, let's just build this thing slowly, and then, hey, let's reevaluate once we get into the summer. Because then, to me, you're missing the big picture of how to get to a championship. And if the goal isn't how to get to a championship, it's just how to be okay from mediocre to playoff bound, if that's the goal, then Arturas has proven to be the right guy for that goal. But if it's what he promised when he was hired to bring the championship back to the Bulls, then he's got to think big picture, especially this year. You want to strike when the striking's right.
Part of the goal would be developing Modest into a superstar, because it's rare that you're going to have an opportunity to go get one. Where does he need to get better?
I just continue the path he's on. He wants to be great. He's got the perfect attitude for it. He's you know, the kind of guy that old school coaches like Billy Donovan love. He's not Patrick Williams, where his feelings get hurt when you criticize him. He wants to be criticized. He feeds off that. Just continue that. Continue to develop in his body. He's what, 21? He just became, you know, legal drinking age. So, I mean, the nice thing is we can all sit back and watch this kind of climb together. And he's a guy that wants to climb. I mean, he's a willing participant in that. So that's huge when you have that mindset. And, you know, to me, it's always better to have to hold back the wild horse than push that mule up a hill. And Patrick Williams has been a mule. And maybe he's finally starting to figure out and just say, hey, I was a number four pick. I'm never going to live up to that. I'll just be a role guy off the bench and try and play that role as best I can, because he's actually looked like he has some kind of life to him finally. So, I don't think Modest has to do anything crazy of what he's already doing, which is working out, developing his body, working on his game, learning, getting put in different situations, guarding different guys, whether it's Giannis one night or Randall the next, and understanding the physicality it takes. And I think he's slowly learning that. And so, he just does. When you're 6'10 and you have that kind of handle and vision and athleticism, I mean, just fine tune things. I mean, because that's freakish what he is.
Joe, for the multiple years that we spent dissecting Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan as teammates, like these two, mm-hmm. These two lead guitar players in the same band that couldn't quite figure it out on a lot of nights. Here they are back. And I wonder how you think they'll be thought of and greeted in their return to Chicago tonight.
Oh, I mean, this fan base is very soft and forgiving, so they will clap and scream and applaud both, and they should. I mean, DeMar busted his ass here for the Bulls, and he played some of his best basketball of his Hall of Fame career for the Bulls. You know, Zach LaVine, you know, it wasn't his fault that they decided to give him a max contract. You know, you could, as a media member, you can only write or say so much, but they're way smarter than me at basketball. Way smarter. They're geniuses there because of all the rings they have. So when I was writing and saying that Zach LaVine is not a max contract and the fan base here wasn't happy to hear that, and there was all this Zach love, I think it's playing out in Sacramento. He is, like I said, he is the guy you want to marry your daughter. You just don't want to max him out on your basketball team. You don't want a max contract in his hands. And it worked that one season because there was an adult running the show and a healthy Lonzo Ball. Once he folded, you actually saw just how redundant their games were and how tough it was to play your turn, my turn. So, Sacramento's got a problem that the Bulls had and didn't understand and get rid of long, you know, quick enough.
Considering your background and what you were doing around this time 20 years ago, what's the part of the White Sox 05 run that will always stick with you?
Like I said, just how much they just the brotherhood. It was like a platoon mentality. I mean, if you watch, you know, not to compare any kind of baseball team to war, but if you watch Army or war movies where there's just a brotherhood of us against the world and we're not going to give in, you know, Lone Survivor, whatever movie you want to compare it to, they just had that kind of mentality. You know, they had their class clowns and AJ and Uribe, and they had their, you know, the straight guys with Konerko, who kind of was babysitting all these guys, and Frank when he was healthy. And, you know, it was just a perfect mix of guys both on and off the field. And you felt that early, and it was just great to see it translate, because, you know, it always doesn't translate. I've been around locker rooms where guys really like each other and they don't win a lot of games. But it's a good stepping stone. And I'll just remember that. And with Ozzy, the ringleader of this circus, it was great. It was one of the most fun I've ever had covering the team, because how much they cared about each other and how much they cared about the media, which you don't really hear or see. I mean, they were great with us, and Ozzy made sure of that. If you were not great with us or disrespected one of us, he told those guys it was like disrespecting him and his office.
Hmm.
So you don't hear that from managers anymore. I remember he brought us out in the first team meeting in front of everyone, the minor leagues, everyone said, this is Mark Gonzalez, this is Joe Colley, this is Doug Padilla, this is Scott Gregor. If you disrespect them or you can't come and talk to them, you're going to have a big problem with me. And then he told us, get the F out of here. And then, you know, but I mean, you know, that will never happen again. What that 05 team was with us and each other will never happen again. It can't be duplicated.
Look at that, Mr. Positive, Joe Colley.
Mr. Positive.
There he is. He sees the vision with these Bulls. That's quite a turn. Well, it's quite a moment we're in.
How about a Colley face turn? Who would have ever thought?
He still called out the fans for being soft. And
I didn't say baby face. I just said a face turn.
Yeah.
It's easy for me to talk to Chicago people and people from Illinois about basketball because it's a great basketball city and state.
Oh, here we go.
Much like when Jor-El sent Superman to the planet Earth, I was sent from the bad streets of Ohio, a football haven, and almost 28 years to the day to try and educate a low IQ football fan base. So that's why I'm glad we can talk basketball.
Yeah.
Because when we talk football, It's like studying the apes. It's like me having to go teach the apes how to get food and get ants with sticks. So I'm glad we could just keep it to basketball and baseball and not have to talk football, because Illinois is just it's a low IQ football state.
And let me just I just want to make sure I got this right, got my notes right.
Checking that Cleveland record.
What Ohio team do you root for? Because you're an Alabama fan and a Steelers fan.
I did cover Ohio State for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
I don't root for them, but I mean, when you're in from that hot football area of Ohio, Pennsylvania, you got your Texas people, your Florida people, now your Georgia people, California. I mean, that's the mecca of football. So when you have to come to Illinois and talk to people, and they're like, Justin Fields, Caleb, and they're upset with things that are obvious, and it's just hard. I've tried to do it.
Yeah.
Much like Superman tried to help the humans.
Well, you've done it.
I've tried.
We now regret the phone call. You've totally done it. Good
job. There you go.
Thanks for reinforcing.
I was positive for a while.
Can't last. Thanks, Joe.
We love you, Joe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.